you can't ever totally trust that the email that you're sending is private. You can only sort of trust in the system.
Senior Chief Petty Officer Timothy McVeigh is battling his employer, the U.S. Navy. After 17 years, he'd risen to the position of top enlisted man on a nuclear submarine. Last year, the Navy suspended him for being gay. McVeigh's America Online profile says he's gay, but like all AOL customers, he's listed under a screen name, not his own name. The Navy uncovered his identity by phoning America Online and asking for his real identity. AOL gave out the information in violation of its own policies. A federal judge has ordered the Navy to put McVeigh back in his old job. The Navy plans to appeal the order. We spoke with McVeigh recently and began by asking him to recount exactly what happened.
Well, what happened is there was a businessman in Chicago who was offering to buy Christmas presents for all of the children of the sailors on the USS Chicago. So in my effort to help coordinate that, I needed to get the names of the children and their ages and sexes so that he could have the information for him and his wife to go out and buy these presents. I had talked to the ombudsman who, for the Navy, that's sort of like the head of the wives club. She gets information to the other wives. And in trying to get her the information from her, I had asked her a couple times, and she had failed to get it for me. And so one morning before we were going out to sea, I sent her email requesting that information. When we came back in from sea, basically there was someone waiting on the pier to take me to legal, and that was the same day that I was removed from my job. I guess what happens looking back is that she had got the email, and then she went in search of a profile to go with the email, and because the word gay happened to be in that profile, she basically took it, turned it into the Navy, and they searched from there.
How do you feel about the AOL end of what happened?
Well, AOL, I mean, initially they went out, they revealed the name, that they didn't require that the Navy give them, regardless of whether it was the Navy or anyone else, their policy information is that they will only give out that information with a court order or a warrant. But that information was given freely to the investigator that called. He didn't represent himself as a member of the military or that he was even conducting an investigation. He misrepresented and supposedly, from at least AOL's version of it, is that he represented himself as a friend of mine. And that's very troubling that they would do that, that they would give out the information.
Do you feel that your trust was abused by AOL? Clearly, they violated their own published policy. And, for example, did they ever apologize?
Well, I did get an apology from America Online. I've since worked and resolved my differences with America Online. They have come out and sent a letter to the court explaining what had happened and how the Navy basically duped them into giving out the information, is how they put it. And I think that was very helpful. That, and in addition to their letter that they sent to Judge Sporkin in the district court, there was also a letter from Dr. Charles Moskos, who was the author of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Because of your previous experience, did you feel it necessary when you moved to a new service to discuss with them their policies on information release?
Well, when all of this started, basically Prodigy offered me a free lifetime account and guaranteed my confidentiality. So,
do you have advice for other people about email privacy based on your experience?
Well, obviously, I would say that you can't ever totally trust that the email that you're sending is private. You can only sort of trust in the system. I think people really need to write their congressman and let them know that they're interested in privacy in internet communications so that congressmen continue to fight that issue, especially with the upcoming encryption debates that are happening, certainly.
If you can describe, you know, what has this whole thing done to your life, to your professional and personal relationships? How, in essence, how hard has this been on you?
Well, that is an interesting question. It's been very hard from the standpoint of that I don't have my job anymore. The jobs that I have been put in really don't require a whole lot to do and have been fairly boring. So I definitely am looking for a more challenging work to do, and that's why I want to get back to the job that I was doing. Personal life, it's a lot harder now. When I walk down the street, I mean, people from Australia stopped me last week and recognized me and started talking to me about the case. So, I mean, it's hard.
I'm curious, when people stop you, do you tend to get positive and supportive remarks or negative and unsupportive remarks?
Oh, they've all been positive. I have gotten very, very few people that have said anything negative at all. Even with email, I would say maybe 1% of the email that I've gotten in response to my whole case has been negative. Everything else has been positive. All of the people that I work with are all positive. The only people that maybe aren't so positive are people who don't know me and have never met me.
Do you ever have the sense that of why me? It certainly doesn't sound like you intended to put yourself in a position where you would become an international cause celeb.
Yeah, I mean, I've really thought about that. I've tried to figure out what maybe the underlying, you know, what really was the cause of this whole thing. Because, I mean, if you look at the don't ask, don't tell policy, and I mean, I didn't violate that at all. Not one portion of it did I violate. So it kind of makes me wonder, you know, if the regulations are there and I didn't violate any portion of the regulation, then why did they go after me with that regulation and, you know, continue to press on it to this day? And so I still have some questions there as to what's going on. I'm not sure.
You've been listening to Net Insider. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Thanks for listening.